Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is currently, I just got a text that it got my attention. Something is wrong with your broadcast. I don't know what all that's about, but I'm turning it over to the engineers, and they'll triple-check everything. Jay Vice joins us now at 847, 13 before 9, our friend, former co-worker, communications specialist for Second Harvest Food Bank. Hey, Jay.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you and everyone doing? I know it's busy right now for y'all.
Just doing it from home. But you, I don't think you guys can do that, can you?
As much as we can, some of our office staff is working remotely. Some that are somewhat critical, they rotate in. I mean, just as an example, a couple of our accounting clerks will, you know, they'll come in one at a time, but just so we minimize the number of folks here. But yeah, our kitchen, our operations department, our drivers, our forklift drivers are pretty essential. You know, most everybody is essential to the mission, so we're taking all the precautions that we can.
So when it comes to packing things up, you guys just make sure you keep your distance and they're wearing gloves and those kind of things?
Yeah, and our kitchen that's preparing the meals, wearing masks, constantly emphasizing, you know, basics, hand washing, things like that. We already have a pretty very high level, you know, sanitation, food safety, because we're a food processor year-round. We've really amped that up to just be as safe as we possibly can.
Tell me about the meal preparation.
Well, right now, you know, on any given weekday during the year, we produce just under about 1,000 meals, mostly kids' cafe, summer feeding, some senior meals as well. We've ramped it up to latest in just a few days between 3,000 and 4,000 meals a day. That's prepared meals, some hot meals that we ship out to grab and goes that we supply, the Nord centers, such as that. And that's ramped up. Tommy, we have a plan to, thanks to some funding that we got in, we want to ramp up our kitchen meal production to just over 10,000 meals a day. It's a work in progress. We're going to have to buy more equipment. We will have to purchase a lot more food than we're used to because the supply chain for us is a little wonk now, just as it is for grocery stores and anybody needing food. So we're getting through it, but it's amazing to see our volunteers and staff work. It's about a 7,000 square foot industrial kitchen, and it's coming great. You know, it's been a great asset to have in the past for meal production after disasters and other emergencies, and that's kind of the mode that we're in right now.
Do you want to say who provided all of that, or the donee? The donor, the benefactor,
It's from a wide variety of individuals. We've been, you know, encouraging folks to donate food, but also make monetary donations. So it's a tremendous number of just individuals who have donated online. Some folks who already donate monthly, but dropped off an extra $100 check and something like that. A couple of very large donors who right now are remaining anonymous. One we will be announcing in the next week or so. But, you know, we're very, very grateful for anyone who's donated money or food or their time to volunteer.
Jay, if I'm known for anything, it's my poor clock management. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you just plain and simple, what do you need now and how do we help you? 851, 9 before 9. I'm going to go live on Facebook at 9 o'clock, as a matter of fact, on WWL's Facebook page if you want to join me at the Belchase Broadcast Center. Right now we look at traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL 854, 6 before 9 o'clock. We're going to go live from the Bell Chase broadcast bunker on WWL's Facebook page if you'd like to join us, and I'll give you a tour. And you can either brutalize me on social media if that'll make you feel better. I don't care. And you will also take your comments. Jay Vice is with us, communication specialist for Second Harvest Food Bank. Jay, what do y'all need, and what can we do to give it to you to help you accomplish whatever it is you're trying to do?
As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Tommy, the public has been incredibly generous so far. But for this particular emergency and this disaster response, some specific things. I'll mention straight up, monetary donation is the most efficient way to help us. We have to buy a lot more food. We're going to have to buy more equipment. You can go to no-hunger.org, no-hunger.org to make a monetary donation. But food donations and emergency supplies and cleaning supplies, absolutely welcome that from the public as well. But for those on the call here or those who are listening who work in the restaurant industry, the mm-hmm. food industry, retailer, food manufacturer, processor, we are absolutely in need of extra product of any type, produce, non-perishable food items. You may have seen the article in TP yesterday. We're working to shake loose about 800,000 pounds of USDA product on our floor right now, and it's tied up in red tape. We can't touch it until we get that.
Wait, hang on. You have it there?
We do, and it's a work in progress. We think it's going to be open in a couple of days. It's food that the American taxpayer buys from American farmers. USDA sends it out to food banks like ours. Incredibly generous program year round, but there's a lot of red tape involved with using it, just opening it up in disaster work.
Are you talking about produce? Produce, proteins? What are you talking about?
A little bit of everything. And that's only about 20-25% of what we get year-round. Most of what we get is from industry partners, retail, grocers, the public, and things like that. But just to the point here, we've got about, until we get more food in the supply chain, we've got about a week's worth of food left for us to make emergency boxes and in our kitchen. We're hopeful that we'll be able to take care of that. And I think I've said before, I'm in communications and media. I don't really push year-round, quote-unquote, empty shelves stories mm-hmm. because our donors are very generous. Tommy, we got about a week's worth of food. So we're trying to buy food with these donations we've got. We've got a couple of $100,000 worth of orders out there trying to get more food in. And the supply chain is just backed up. We're on hold. We're getting some of it in and working through it. So I'm not trying to sound desperate. I'm just trying to put it out there as it is that if there's somebody in the food industry that we haven't already talked to, please contact us. The quickest way to reach us, email address is help@secondharvest.org, H-E-L-P at secondharvest.org. Those emails come straight to me, and I'll get back to them right away.
Yeah, for people that can't now perhaps, I'm saying, Jay, I guess that they can – understand the concept of empty shelves if they've been in the store, toilet paper we all know about and those kind of things,
yep.
bottled water that you can't find, and that's what they're going through right over there. What about the demand, yep. Jay, since the coronavirus and people, I guess, not being able to go to work, et cetera, do they still come in, or is it delivery only? How do you get the food to them?
Well, Tommy, our year-round model, we have a 200,000-square-foot facility here in Harahan, mm-hmm. and we don't really have a pantry here. We take in 40 million pounds of food a year, process it, box it, and then we get it out to hundreds of community partners and church pantries and soup kitchens into the community. The best way for people to get help in our current list of our partners that are still open and then for new distributions is called 211. That's actually statewide. If you need help, call 211. That's run by our partners at the United Way. They have our current information and other organizations as well about how to get food assistance. 211 has other information about utility assistance and things like that as well. So the best thing to do, and by the way, Tommy, they're open with live operators and volunteers 24/7 to take folks' call.
Jay, I appreciate your time. I really do. Quickly, we only have like a minute left, but this food, I presume it's perishable that's tied up in red tape right now?
Some of it is, and we're finding other ways to get it out, and it's a longer conversation, but because it comes from USDA and taxpayers, For when we give this out, we have to stop, get a lot of paperwork, individually qualify folks. We're getting some of it out. But, you know, when you have a mass need like this, it just takes a lot longer. But our friends with Cedric Richmond's office, Bill Cassidy's office yesterday, Helena Moreno, Kristen Palmer have gotten involved and gave it some pressure, too. We're confident that's going to get shaken loose.
Tommy, sounds two quick like, things. Yeah, quick.
I was just going to throw in real quick. Our deepest thanks to the Louisiana National Guard that started coming out here with us Tuesday. 30 wonderful heroes that have been helping us with our mission to help.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll have you on again, Jay.
Thanks, Tommy. Be good.
All right. Good luck to y'all. We take a break. I'm going Facebook Live right now. WWL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.